lift up your voices and praise to the Lord. I lift my eyes unto these hills, Almighty God has made. These mountains shout, these valleys hills, to see the Savior's birth. I'll see the Savior's birth. Come one, come all.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin, drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. The 3:30 Bible study class this afternoon, Searching the Scriptures, will be canceled. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, missionaries Carl and Ruth Knott will be speaking, missionaries in Spain. And this is one of those rare opportunities to hear in person God's work through the missionaries that we support. And the presentation will include a visual presentation, I understand. Also, there will be refreshments following the service, the 5 o'clock service. The Bible, ladies' Bible study, will resume tomorrow, September 12th, at 7 p.m. here at the church. And the Wednesday evening prayer service, which begins at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of the book of Nehemiah, chapter 12 and 13. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 13. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 13, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
And folks, we as we take time to not only just remember those that lost their lives on this day, let's not forget just how good we do have it here in this country and how blessed we are as a nation that we have a great God as we do. Amen. 13, praise ye the Lord Almighty.
Thank you.
The Beautiful Garden of Prayer. To 460, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Standing for prayer. And this morning, rather than having the regular pastoral prayer that I pray for the needs and the visions of our church, I'm going to dedicate our prayer for the special day that we are involved after 10 years of that remarkable and astonished moment that we saw together. Let's pray together. Lord, in the midst of our grief and the memory of our loss, we gather in your presence and remember. We have feared the terror of the night. We have seen the sacrifice of the brave. We have cried the tears of the lost and have wept and mourned. Lord, we have healed. And we hope. Now we gather in your presence at Bethel Baptist Church this morning here in Morgan Hill, California, with a humble heart before you and asking you for the blessings ahead that you have for us. We pray for the families of the many victims. We pray that by your mercy, life may raise even from ashes. We pray especially for those whose lives are still broken by the tragedies of that day. and ask that by your grace and mercy, torn hearts may know your touch, your healing for those who have shattered spirits. Lord, bring them hope and grant them rest from the fury and frustrations unjustly imposed upon them. And the many heroes we sacrifice themselves for others, we see the face of Christ who sacrificed for us. Strengthen those who hold their memory sacred in their needs as you have strengthened all who lay down their lives for their friends. We pray also for our enemies, Lord. And what we pray for our enemies, you have also taught us to pray for ourselves, that we and all of your creation may be free from the power that turns blessing into burning. Free us and them from all that warps our minds and turns to hate the love you intended for us all. O Heavenly Father, you are our God in trial and rejoicing. And as we remember past tragedy, we seek your wisdom that we may proffer future blessings in your name. Now, in the years to come, help us to place our trust solely in your word and not in imperfect path of our own design. Our hope is not in the towers we built, or in the roars of war, or in the fervor with which we proclaim our outrage and piety. Oh Lord, our hope is in you, our mighty God. Our salvation is in the way of you, O God, through Christ Jesus. In your mercy and in your kingship, we trust. Though we mourn and are poor in spirit because of what happened, may we yet find your kingdom and be blessed by Christ our Lord. And so, God, we ask you this morning to bless those who gather and remember this day. Bless those who seek the healing after the hurt, and grant us the wisdom we need in this year and in the years that follow, that we may reap what is of life even in the midst of death. In every circumstance, Lord, bless your people and your world, that we may rest and rise, live and die, and be reborn in Christ our Lord, who gave everlasting life. In so doing, may we live always as sisters and brothers at peace, so that we can hear your voice and we can trust our Savior. And now, Lord, as a church, we always thank you for your continuous provision in our ministry. And so we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's first epistle to Timothy. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1393. We will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the Bible, produced in written form by men who were guided by the Holy Spirit. We pray for his guidance as we study your word so that we may know the truth, not as the world teaches, but as you teach. We know as we read that physical training is valuable but temporary, but sound doctrine has eternal consequences. We pray for understanding that our lives may be lived in accordance with the truth. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, that you would bless him as he comes to teach from the word of truth. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with full attention in order that we may learn more of you. And if there be any listening who do not know you and are not following the Lord Jesus Christ, may their hearts be changed to believe the gospel and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Preach. But before we get to Pastor Otero's message from the Lord, we have some very important guests we'd like to have some time to share with you. Many of you know that we support local missionaries in the Bay Area, especially in the South County area. And one of them is a former South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, which is now known as Informed Choices. And the Lord has been performing really great things through this organization. And today we have the pleasure of them visiting with us. We have Nancy Hoiberg and Nancy Corbridge, the executive director, and they're here this morning to share about a local opportunity, an outreach opportunity that we have in this pro-life movement. So without any further ado, we have Nancy and Nancy.
Good morning, Bethel community. And Pastor Otero and Joby, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to come and talk with you today. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I just wanted to come up here and say thank you for all of your support all these years. You've been so faithful to us, and we so appreciate it. You know, today Nancy's going to be sharing about the 40 Days for Life, which is a national and international movement to end the culture of death of abortion. It is a prayer vigil. It is not a protest. It is a peaceful, prayerful vigil. And so we are hoping that you'll be able to stand alongside us and support this effort.
Thank you, everybody, for inviting us here to speak about this. This morning, I started thinking, well, what am I going to say? Thank you. What am I going to say? And I started thinking about 10 years ago and about 9/11 and where we were. I know each one of us knows where we were on that day and what we were thinking, what we were feeling, how we were hurting for our country, for the people that have lost their lives, for their loved ones. And I just started, my heart was breaking all over again. And then I started thinking about all the little lives that don't have voices, that are losing their lives through abortion. And not only them, but the women and men who, you know, seek that way out, I guess, as they think it is. And also the workers at Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics, how they don't know the truth. And my heart breaks for them, all of them. And so that's why I'm here today. I'm here to tell you about this 40 Days for Life. Between September 28th and November 6th, we are going to be doing participating in this 40 Days for Life. And like Nancy said, it is a national and even an international effort. So simultaneously, all across the country, all across the world, in over 300 cities, there will be participants in this, and they'll be praying outside abortion clinics like Planned Parenthood. We're going to stand alongside these faithful believers that are in our own country as well as across the nation, across the world, and pray for the end, ultimately for the end of abortion, but also pray for people that have already used that service because they're hurting as well. The mission of this campaign is to bring together the body of Christ in a spirit of unity during a focused 40 Days for Life campaign of prayer, fasting, and peaceful activism with the purpose of repentance, to seek God's favor, to turn hearts and minds from a culture of death to a culture of life, thus bringing an end to abortion. One of the strengths of 40 Days for Life is its simplicity. The campaign is made up of three key components. The first one being, the first and I think the most important, prayer and fasting. We're inviting people of faith throughout our city and across the country to join together for 40 days of fervent prayer and fasting for an end to abortion. The second component is peaceful vigil. We're going to stand for life through a 40-day peaceful vigil outside our Planned Parenthood in Gilroy. That's right down there by Lowe's. I think everybody's seen it off the freeway. And also then the third component is community outreach. We're going to take a positive, upbeat, pro-life message to every corner of our communities. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background about 40 Days. It's not something that just started like yesterday. This has been going on. They've been doing 40 days across this country and across the world since 2004. Between 2004 and 2011, there has been some 387 cities that have conducted 40 Days for Life campaigns, and they've had some measurable results. There has been, oh, probably more than this, but around 4,313 children that have been saved from abortion. There have been hundreds of women and men spared from the pain and regret of abortion. There's been many individuals with abortion experiences in their past that have found healing. There's been 13 abortion facilities that have closed and actually gone out of business. And there has been probably more, but around 53 abortion workers that have actually quit their jobs after they found out the truth. There is a video, so if you get an opportunity to see it, it'd be awesome because it kind of goes into more about this. And it talks, actually, it's a story of one such abortion worker. Her name was Abby Johnson, and she was the director of one of the largest abortion clinics in Texas. And after 4 years of 40 days being outside her facility, praying for her and befriending her. I mean, sometimes some of the 40 days people would just, you know, say, "Good morning, Abby. How you doing? And I hope you have a good day, and we're praying for you." And after all of that, and after, you know, finding out the truth of what her clinic was doing, because she was actually asked to participate and help in a ultrasound-guided abortion, she actually saw that what she was being told about what happens during an abortion was a lie. And when she found out the truth, she sought a way out, and she went to 40 days and actually walked off her job. So that's just one story. So if you get an opportunity, she also has a book out there called Unplanned. It's really awesome to read about her and see what she did. I will have some more information after church today if anybody wants to get some more information on this. We need to pray for not only little ones who are made in God's image and likeness, but for the women and men who utilize this service, and especially for the workers of Planned Parenthood, because they don't know the truth. So I'm inviting each one of you to join me, alongside me, to stand up for this, to pray for this, even if you're not able to do the vigil, but I hope you will. Pray, you know, every day, even starting now, we need to pray. But what I do want to do is encourage and challenge each one of you to go out and tell, I know you've got at least two friends, right? So at least tell two friends about this. Tell them what this is all about. You can get more information by going to our website, and I'll give you that information in a moment. But just challenge them to learn more about it. Not only that, challenge them to pray and also to participate in the vigil. And I'm asking each one of you to do it and do the same, okay? You can sign up for the vigil at our website. We actually have a website, and it's 40daysforlife.com/Gilroy. Real simple. And you can also find out more information about this. And my contact information is up there as well, so you can contact me. I'm open to anybody asking me any questions they want and to find out more information about this. I just want to thank each one of you for really considering this, and I'm challenging you again to please try, you know, participate in this, even if it's just prayer at home. But I am challenging you to try to participate by standing up outside Planned Parenthood and let our local communities know that this is not okay, that these little ones have no voice, and we are their voice. Thank you so much.
Nancy, before we began our study this morning, I want to thank the Lord that Murphy is here. Let's give a hand to Murphy, all right? It's been a month and the injury, brother, and absent from the church, but I send the bulletins and the offering envelopes so that he never miss anything. All right. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to see the hand of the Lord. How working, and when you have pain, it's just a horrible experience. And so we thank the Lord for this. And also I want to say that tomorrow the ladies will start the year Bible study, and it's going to be another. I have the opportunity always watching what the ladies are learning, and I thank God. It is another great Bible study ahead, and I hope you are here. I said, what, 7:30? 7 o'clock, so you who work, come on the way. Let's have a word of prayer before we look upon the word.